Joining us today is Tracy Hilburn, Operations Superintendent of the Tensaw Basin Levee District. And Tracy will be discussing problems on the Ouachita River coming up on our Policy in a Pint Tuesday night at 6 at SQ's Restaurant. Tracy, what problems are we seeing on the river?
Over the last couple of years, actually this started back in the early 2000s, 2003, 2004, but it's came back up in the last couple of years, where the Corps of Engineers basically established a metrics where they evaluate water systems nationwide. Based off their metrics, the Ouachita River has been teetering on the low use in the last couple of years, been in a low use category. Because of that rating, funding has been diminished the last few years. It's been about $3 million shy of what the Corps' requirement is to maintain the project at its design depth from Camden all the way down to where it hits the Red River. The continued cutting of the cost has caused shippers to be wary, as we see it, of the river system. And any time that you have a transportation source that has a very low profit margin, if you don't have reliability, then of course they seek other ways to go, which ends up driving our tonnage, which is the way it's evaluated down year to year, which again, you know, it snowballs and continues to affect our the funding that the river gets. You know, in conversations we've had with the Corps over the last year, began with the Colonel Cross, who is the then Vicksburg District Commander. He made some comments that alarmed us in that he foresaw that over the next 5 years to 7 years, if things didn't change, that the upper two locks, which was in Arkansas, would be put in what's called caretaker status, which basically means that they come in and they cut the grass, and then there's a catastrophic failure, then the locks would be opened and let it go back to what's called run of the river. Because the project was established and authorized as a total project, we have figured that if it ever got to that point, that the project would be could possibly be deauthorized, which at that point would remove all funding for all four locks, and that's something that none of us want. And then if it was a failure, and it has happened in other systems throughout the United States in the past, that they would have to open the locks at that point, and then it goes back to running the river, which basically what that would mean in Monroe, the Columbia locks, which effectively creates the pool of water here in Monroe, at the Endham Bridge area, you'd lose 23 feet of water. So, you know, that would be catastrophic in that, you know, today we're right around 23 feet. So look out there at the river, and we lost 23 feet. You're just going to have a mud hole out there and meandering stream through a bunch of sandbars.
And the concerning part of this, other than the commercial end of it, is, I guess, the business and industry and drinking water. So we lose 20 feet of water, 20-plus feet of water. We've got lots of other problems that are bigger than having commercial traffic.
Correct. You know, anytime that you have a federal project, you have a local sponsor, and the project has a project purpose. Whenever this project was put in place in 1925, then in 1972, the new locks, the first two locks come on, which would be Johnsville and Columbia, came online. The project purpose was navigation and recreation. Since that time, the water supply has become a great benefit, as well as the ecosystem created by that water supply has been a great benefit for the entire South Arkansas and North Louisiana region. We've been working hard through our congressional delegation in the Water Resources Development Act to try to get water supply added to the project as a project purpose, in hopes that that would be another avenue for funding for the system.
You can ask Tracy and our panelists questions at Policy in a Pint. Our meet and greets at 5:30. Our discussion begins at 6, and we'll be at SQ's on the Ouachita River tomorrow evening.